Hey, Mr. Lundgren, thanks so much for joining WTOP here today.
Oh, hey. Yeah. Nice talking to you.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. Now, I know, I mean, there's a ton of stuff we can talk about, obviously, but I definitely want to start with War Pigs. I think the whole deal is it's coming out on Blu-ray, DVD. Tell me a little bit about working with Chuck Liddell and Mickey Rourke and such a, you know, big name cast like that. Did you guys, what do you pick up from working with guys like that?
Well, you know, first of all, War Pigs is a World War II picture, and I love World War II. I'm a big fan. You know, big buff of World War II, so that was great. Mickey Rourke, I know him, well, I used to know him back in the 80s, then I worked with him on Expendables, so that was fun. Chuck Liddell, of course, is a great fighter, so I look up to him for all he's accomplished, and so it was great to work with those two guys.
What do you think got you so into World War II? I mean, I know that you were born in Sweden, but do you think, was it something you've always been fascinated by growing up?
You know, I think what it was my dad was an officer. He was an army officer, and he used to lay there in bed and read about, you know, different battles, and I think he wrote articles about it as well. He was kind of an expert, and I think as a kid, you know, also, you know, it was yeah, I grew up in the 60s, so, you know, World War II wasn't that far away. I mean,
right.
Now you look back at it, but in those days, it was 20 years ago, say, 1965, 1945, right? So that would be like going back to 1995 right now,
yeah.
Which didn't seem that long ago. So obviously it was kind of in the air more in Europe, I'm sure here as well. Then I just kept it up, and I've just always been fascinated by it and what it was like and what a huge conflict it was and how it changed the world we live in.
Did you have a certain part of World War II that you enjoyed? Was there a certain battle or a certain front? Were you more of a European front guy? Obviously, you said it was in the air more, but I'm sure it was even on the ground. I'm sure there was still rubble in a lot of places, too.
Yeah, I think there was, you know. But I think, you know, I'm fascinated by all of it. I mean, my specialties that I really like, favorites would be, I like the nuclear the development of the atom bomb,
yeah.
You know, I like that, and the Pacific and how it kind of influenced that conflict. I really like the European conflict, of course, and especially the Normandy invasion, and Stalingrad and the Eastern Front is really interesting because the scale of the battles on the Eastern Front is quite interesting as well. Then there's another interesting thing also, fascinating how the Norwegian saboteurs who went in there by parachute and blew up Hitler's heavy water plant in Norway, which could have gotten him the atom bomb, you know, before the Allies, or at least there was a certain chance of that. It was incredible that those things happened in real life.
It's fascinating that you're so into the idea of the atom bomb, and because a lot of that, you know, sets up the nuclear buildup of the Cold War. Which, did you have any idea that, you know, a role that you were in, like Rocky IV, would deal with sort of become one of the iconic Cold War movies in a bizarre way? A boxing movie became one of the most, important movies in trying to break down that Cold War.
Yeah. Well, of course, being a kid and being in it, I didn't really understand that. I did understand a little more when it came out, because obviously this Cold War was still going on and people were asking me questions about politics. And you remember I went to Berlin, for instance, for the release in Germany, mm-hmm. and they took pictures of me jogging by the Berlin Wall, you know, and they, and you could see these young East German guards up in the towers kind of looking down at me going, oh, who's that guy, you know? And the whole thing was kind of bizarre because here I was playing a Soviet fighter, but on the Western side. And obviously, you know, if you tried to cross in those days, you were shot dead. That was it. And so it was kind of, and you could see over. I remember you were in some observation spot, and you could see Goering's old air ministry from the Second World War.
Wow.
Because the Russians hadn't torn it down. It was there, and it had holes in it from the grenades and bullets that hit it, you know, when they're in the fighting. And that was kind of eerie, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I would think so. Have you seen the new Rocky movie yet, Creed?
Yeah, I went to the premiere actually a couple of weeks ago, and it was really good. Yeah, it did a great job. The director, this is a young guy, young African American guy, did a great job, and you know, the lead actor is good. Stallone is very good in it. He plays, you know, he plays an old Rocky, and he really kind of plays his age, or well, he's actually fitter than the guy he plays in the movie. But yeah, anyway, right. It was a pleasure seeing it, and I was especially happy because they never showed how the father, Apollo Creed, was killed.
Right.
Because I was a bit nervous about that, you know, how he died. I'm the one who did it.
It was at the hands of your character, Ivan Drago, yeah.
At the hands of Ivan Drago, yes.
Could you give us a I Must Break You really quick?
Yes, I Must Break You. And if I was going to do If He Dies, He Dies to my neighbor when I was sitting there, you know, in the seat. But I thought, no, I should do that.
Is it, you know, yeah, that's hilarious. No, I saw it too, and I enjoyed it a lot. It you know, it called back to the old stuff, you know, a good bit, but at the same time, it really sort of charted its own path, similar to the character Adonis in the movie. The movie itself wanted to, you know, not over rely on the past. It kind of charted its own path. I liked it.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, you got to take a little credit. Without Ivan Drago, there wouldn't be Creed. I mean, you started this whole the character wouldn't exist as a fatherless figure. That whole storyline would not be there if not for your character. So, how does it feel?
Yeah, Paula would be around. He'd be like a drunk or something, you know, beating up his wife. Who knows? And Ivan Drago would be in Siberia and slaving away in the mines for losing the fight. I don't know, something like that.
Well, if Ivan Drago, what would he say to Adonis Creed if he actually got to talk to him and you know, after, what would he say to him?
I must break you. Sorry, kid. You're very weak for a young kid. No, you would die. Now it's your turn.
Would Ivan Drago come out of retirement to face Adonis Creed? I mean, because he might, Adonis
yeah,
might
yeah,
need
he,
to.
He would. He'd come out of retirement in alcoholism. Russia.
If that, I mean, obviously that's all speculation, but if that ever did come about, and you know, if they made Creed sequels, is that something you'd be interested in? I mean, in a way, it would be the ultimate Adonis. You know, it'd be a good storyline. He's got to avenge his father's death, you know?
Yeah, I looked up this old drunk in Russia and like, shoots him in the back of the head, caps him with a 9. No, I think he, I think that, I like to see, you know, Ivan Drago, you know, I think he should rest in peace back in the 80s. That's where he belongs, and that's why I think that if he's never seen again, I think it makes him more powerful when you do see him on film.
You'd be fine with that if he just fades up. Awesome. Well, let's wrap up just by going back to War Pigs. You know, I mean, you and I both know what it's about, but in case our listeners aren't familiar with it, give us the little breakdown. It's you guys are this unit known as the War Pigs that are going behind enemy lines with the Nazis, right? Give us a little rundown of who your character is and what the plot is.
Yeah, okay, I play this French Foreign Legion officer who is assigned to this small American unit of GIs. They're going to go behind enemy lines and look for this cannon, this kind of super weapon that Hitler's creating. He's going to try to fire at the invasion beaches at Paris, and we have to find it and destroy it. And I'm the guy who's responsible for training these kids how to fight the Nazis.
Awesome, yeah. Well, well, there you go. I mean, I know it came out. It came out a couple months ago, but it's out on Blu-ray, DVD, and all that stuff now. So you know, if you know your dad or your brother or whatever likes you know, war action movies, maybe a nice stocking stuffer. So there you go.
I agree. Yeah, it's a fun movie. World War II is always great, and I think what's cool about this picture is it shows you how in those days, you know, you didn't have satellite imagery and all this, and these kids. Sometimes people are just thrown together and trained for a couple of weeks, and they had to do some really incredible stuff. You know, they pulled it off, a lot of them. I think that's what's incredible about World War II. It was a different times, you know.
Awesome, definitely. Well, we know you're busy and you got to make the rounds, so we'll let you run. But we really appreciate you taking the time and especially telling Adonis if he dies, he dies. That was hilarious.
Okay, man. Well, nice talking to you, and hopefully we'll talk soon.